From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, the 23rd day of August 2013. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 82 degrees. For Friday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 51. We'll run down. We'll run down the weather for the weekend and back to work Monday in a moment, but first, here is what's in the local news. At the top of the news, the Greene County Legislature has voted to sue Sleepy Hollow. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Greene County Legislature approved a resolution on Wednesday to take legal action against the Association of Property Owners of Sleepy Hollow Lake for failing to uphold the contract. The legislature alleges the owners of Sleepy Hollow Lake, a gated housing development in Coxsackie and Athens, located on the lake of the same name, breached a 2007 contract when it failed to purchase lots taken through foreclosure. County Attorney Carol Stevens said an agreement was in place between the county and the association to purchase the lots for a price set by a formula specified by the contract. Stevens said she believes the matter will be settled without litigation. Sleepy Hollow comprises hundreds of lots on more than 2,000 acres around the lake. It is self-contained with its own utilities, water, sewer, and public safety department. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. In Claverick, the Claverick Creek Bridge is to reopen next week. The Register Star is reporting that the State Department of Transportation has announced that the Claverick Creek Bridge on State Route 23B will reopen as planned on Friday, August the 30th. There may be intermittent lane closures after the bridge opens. A department spokesman said that there may be intermittent lane closures after the bridge opens. A department spokesman said there may be intermittent lane closures after the bridge opens. The bridge deck was replaced with concrete with a new railing. The bridge deck was replaced with concrete with new railings on the side and steel repair underneath. The $4.26 million project was funded through Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's New York Works program. You'll find that full story in the Register Star. Finally, in Hudson, And our final story is from Hudson, where Marina Abramović has met her Kickstarter goal. The Marina Abramović Institute has raised the $600,000 Kickstarter goal, according to a Twitter announcement on Thursday. And I quote, "We are thrilled to announce the Marina Abramović Institute Kickstarter has been fully funded," end quote. The Twitter statement. The online fundraising began on July 27th, and the performance artist did all sorts of publicity for the campaign, including hosting a nude Lady Gaga video shoot at her Columbia County retreat. Abramović has now raised over $2 million of the $20 million. Abramović has now raised over $2 million, about 10% of the $20 million needed to open the Marina Abramović. Needed to open the Marina Abramović Institute. which will be a performance and education center in Hudson. Needed to open the Marina Abramović Institute in 2015. The institute will be a performance and education center. The institute will be a performance and education center. So far, the proposed center looks unimproved, located. Abramović has now raised over $2 million, about 10% of the $20 million needed to open the Marina Abramović Institute, which will be a performance and education center in Hudson, scheduled to open in 2015. So far, the proposed center looks unimproved. So far, the proposed center, located at 7th and Columbia Street in Hudson, located next to the WGX, so far the proposed center looks unimproved. Now, so far the proposed center, located next to the WGXC center, located next to the WGXC studio at 7th Street and Columbia, looks unimproved. Boss, can I leave that last sentence out of that story, please? It doesn't fit right unless I change it around. And if I change it around, it sounds like a real slap in the face, because it says so far the proposed center looks unimproved at 7th and Columbia Street in Hudson, next to the WGXC studio. I guess I could read it like that. Because if I flip it around, I'll wind up saying looks unimproved at the end of the sentence.
I think it's fine. The way you just read it to me is fine. I mean, I think it's kind of a snobby thing to say.
Yeah, I'm trying to make it sound. Can I change it to, the improvements on the proposed, there have been no improvements on the proposed center as of yet. It's just such a snotty.
I'm wondering here, just give me a second to get upstairs.
I shouldn't be, I'm staying later. Yeah, that's what I was asking you. Can I just leave it off? Because it ends, the sentence before that is, Abramović has now raised over $2 million, about 10% of the $20 million needed to open the Marina Abramović Institute, which will be a performance and education art center in Hudson. And then he puts the 2015 at the end. But that I can take care of, and that sounds like a final sentence to me.
That's fine. Just leave that sentence out.
Thank you. I didn't want to do it without your permission, but it just annoyed me because it just didn't seem right.
Yeah, and I should read his stuff. I shouldn't assume that it's okay.
I feel free adjusting your stories, but his, I just didn't want to just say, look, I'm not putting that last sentence in there because that just doesn't seem right, you know.
Yeah.
It's been unimproved for years. So why would you? You're going to say.
I understand what he's saying, and he's not wrong.
No, he's not wrong.
Just, but when you, because point.
Yeah.
That is the issue here in town.
Well, if we could say...
She's a shitty neighbor.
Huh? Yeah.
She's a shitty neighbor.
Yeah, she's a shitty neighbor. She should have done something by now. And so I know what he's trying to say, but... Yeah. Yeah.
And that's not what he's done. You know, that's usually the kind of thing where you go to somebody, you know, like a neighbor on 7th Street and say, like the ladies at the bagel bunker and say, you know, what do you think about what's going on next door?
Or maybe we could say the improvements have not, the improvements on the building located at 6th Street and Columbia Street in Hudson have not yet begun or something like that, but not, this just looks like a, I'll just leave it out.
Yeah, leave it out, because my issue in that sentence is improvement.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just leave it out.
Thank you, boss.
Okay.
I'm going to leave you alone. Enjoy your day off.
Yeah,
wait, why do you even call it a day off? It's a day when you don't have to come into the hideous studio.
I know. Well, actually, I find Fridays to be one of my more productive days. I get a lot of work done.
Well, that's why just between you and I, it's going to be between you and I and the entire Hudson community Facebook page. But I think I'm just going to stay in Hudson Monday through Thursday.
Really?
Yeah, I just want to find some place to crash Monday through Thursday and not go all the way out to Chatham Center and back. I'm losing everything that I dreamed of. This is what I want to do, and life is getting in the way. And at 64, I just don't have time for life to get in the way. I shouldn't be of all the people in the world, as it sounds conceited, I shouldn't be unhappy. So I'm just gonna find a room here and just crash here during the week. And
do you have any leads on it?
No, I was gonna post it on that community bulletin board, the Hudson Community Bulletin Board, and just you know, someplace where I don't have to spend that much money, just a bed. No,
yeah.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
All right, bossy Aussie. I'll talk to you later.
See ya.
All right, bye-bye. Abramovich has now raised over $2 million. Abramovich has now raised over $2 million, about 10% of the $20 million needed to open. Abramovich has now raised over $2 million, about 10% of the $20 million needed to open the Marina Abramovich Institute. The institute will be a performance and education center needed to open the Marina Abramovich Institute in 2015. The institute will be a performance and education center located in Hudson on 6th and Columbia Street, right next to the WGXC studio. Next to the WGXC studio. Wonderful is the word for the weather over the next 4 days. The National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day for today with a high near 82. On Friday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 51. For Saturday, it will be sunny with a high near 79. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 53. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 58. And Monday, partly sunny. And back to work Monday, partly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Monday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Sunrise this morning was at 6:12 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:43 p.m. The length of the day, 13 hours and 30 minutes. That's 3 minutes less than yesterday. That wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Friday, the 23rd day of August 2013. Friday, the 23rd day of August 2013. Friday, the 23rd day of August, 2013. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. Have a good day and a nice weekend.